intensely for their own salvation.
正如好多基督徒嘅心态都差唔多啦，佢所焦急、所关心嘅咧，无非就自己嘅得救而已。
Now, this does not seem to be on the right track, does it? But this is the standard understanding of the passage.
虽然呢个解法好似唔系有啲唔妥咁样咧，呢个就一般人嘅观念嚟噶啦。
Now, I want to show you that this understanding is incorrect.
我想同大家示范出嚟咧，呢个咁样解经方法系唔正确嘅。
What are the reasons for this?
有啲咩原因咧？
When you study the Word of God, you must look very carefully at what is being said here.
当你哋研经嘅时候咧，你需要好清楚去细读圣经里面讲嘅说话。
Anyone who studies the Bible, even though you have not studied it very deeply, will immediately be aware of the fact that there is nowhere in the Bible that the Lord Jesus Himself is spoken of as the temple of God.
任何一个读圣经嘅人啊，无论读咗几耐都好咧，你会留意到一个现象，就冇一个地方圣经记载话耶稣咧。佢嗰个殿咧，
yeah, but the temple of God is Jesus Himself.
就个圣殿咧，就耶稣本身。
It never says that His body, that is His physical body, is the temple of God. There is no passage in Scripture that says this.
圣经从来冇讲咧，话圣殿咧就耶稣嘅身体嚟嘅。
So any exegete of this passage should have been a little bit careful.
所以任何一个解释圣经嘅专家就需要稍微谨慎啲。
But the second exegetical problem is even more serious than this.
但第二个解经上面嘅论点咧就更加严重啦。
You will notice it says, "I will raise it up. I, Jesus, will raise up that temple."
因为嗰度话咧，我会使它再建立起嚟。佢话系我会嘅。
I will raise it up is in the active tense. He will do it.
呢个系一个嘅主动式嚟嘅，即系话耶稣会复活自己过嚟。
But nowhere in the Bible does it ever say that Jesus raised himself up from the dead.
在圣经里面从冇提及过一次，话耶稣会自己将自己复活过嚟。
In fact, even this passage tells us this. The raising of Jesus from the dead is always in the Bible in the passive tense, never in the active tense.
在圣经里面谈到耶稣复活咧，常常都是一个被动式嘅，唔系主动式嘅。
You see that in verse 22, right at the next verse.
嚟到廿二句就已经见到啦。
When therefore he was raised from the dead, passive, when he was raised, that then they recognized what he meant.
在第22句那里说，到他从死里复活以后，这个从死里复活就原文那个被动式了。
So look again very carefully. In verse 19, in 3 days I will raise it up as in the active.
在第19节看清楚了，他说如果你拆毁之后，第三日我会重建起来。
But in 22, it is in the passive. When he was raised, he didn't raise himself up. It was God, the Father, who raised him up.
第22句就不是主动式，第22句说他会从死里复活，是天父将他复活的。
Now there are lots of verses and references, but since this is not a Bible study, I will not go into.
当然我有更多其他的证据可以提供，但因为现在不是查经时间缘故，我们不会多提了。
But if you want to carefully examine the facts that I have stated, just take a concordance and study it for yourself. It is always God who raises the Lord Jesus up, not Jesus raising himself up from the dead.
所以大家作为参考作用的话，大家可以翻开一本的索引去看一看，你会找到呢，没一次地方圣经话是耶稣自己复活自己的，常常都是天父复活他的。
You see that especially in Acts chapter 13 verse 30 and many many such verses, it is God who raised him from the dead.
例如使徒行传第13章第30节就这样说，是天父将他复活的，不是他自己。
That is why I find there we have a great problem in the churches today. We read the Bible in a very careless and superficial manner, and then we come up with an inadequate or utterly false conclusion.
所以我哋教会里边有其中一个严重嘅问题，就系我哋读圣经嘅咧就唔谨慎咁样读，读错晒嘅时候咧就出咗好多毛病。
Now when we read within the context of John's Gospel, we do read Jesus raising the dead.
当我哋读约翰福音嘅时候咧，冇错，我哋要读过咧耶稣将死人复活过嚟。
But he is raising the dead among others, and of course not himself.
当然他所复活的是别人死了，就不是他自己了。
We can look at just one passage in John 5:21, just across the page.
例如就是下一版的第五章。
I'll ask Pastor Joe to read it for us in Cantonese. Verse 21, chapter 5.
约翰福音第五章的第21节这么读。父怎样叫死人起来，使他们活着，以也照样随自己的意思使人活着。
The Father raises the dead, and he raised the Lord Jesus. But the Father also gave to the Lord Jesus the power to raise those who believe in him.
叫人从死里复活的呢，是天父叫他们活着。但天父呢，同样都给了力能力给耶稣呢，去复活死人。
We find this also true. This here, he raises them up, raises us up spiritually. Jesus raises us, believers, from the dead.
就耶稣得到力量嘅时候咧，佢将我哋喺个属灵层面上面咧，由死里复活过嚟。
He will also in the last day raise us up physically from the dead。
而喺最后个末日嗰天咧，佢甚至将我哋嘅肉身都从死里边复活过嚟。
We see that, for example, in John chapter 6 verses 39 and 40。
例如咧，约翰第六章39-40节就会见到啦。
That is in the scriptures, and especially in John's gospel, it is always the Lord Jesus who raises not himself, but the believers。
所以我哋再讲啊，喺圣经啊，尤其约翰福音咧，常常都系话系天父复活诶主耶稣嘅，耶稣就唔会为自己而复活嘅。
Now, once we grasp these exegetical points, we begin to see what he is driving at。
当我哋留意到啲咁嘅解经嘅论点嘅时候咧，我就开始明白。圣经所讲嘅想系咩嘢
？What is this body? What is this temple that he is concerned about?
呢个耶稣所关心嘅身体个殿系代表咩嘢
？What will he raise up? What will he build up?
佢要重建嘅，佢要建立嘅，到底系咩嘢呢
？We read from Matthew 16, for example, I will build up my church. On this rock, I will raise up my church.
喺马太第十六章，我哋就见到啦。耶稣话：我要建立呢个教会喺呢个磐石上边，我要建立我嘅教会。
Now here we begin to see very important, significant things。
而家就开始见到啲好重要嘅事情啦。
What is more, we see that in this passage, the word temple, house, and sanctuary, three different Greek words are used, sometimes translated rather interchangeably in English or in Chinese。
在这段圣经里面其实有三个稍微不同希腊文是被运用的，例如圣殿、家、圣所等等。
We have the word house, for example.
例如这个家这个字呢。
There we see that you have made my house, the house of God, a place for merchandise in verse 16. There you have the word house.
例如第十六节呢，第二章第十六节呢，就用到这个家这个字了。你将我父的家变为一个买卖的地方。
But in verses 19 and 20, you have the word temple, which strictly speaking is the word sanctuary in Greek.
但第十七同十九节咧，嗰个字就系一个圣殿呢个字啦。其实严格嚟讲，喺希腊文里边咧，呢个译成系圣所先至啱。
It refers to the inner part of the temple where God dwells.
系描写到圣殿里边嗰个内室系神所住嘅嗰个地方。
And when we study how these words are used in the rest of the New Testament,We find they always refer to the church as the temple of God.
而当我哋研究呢个圣所呢个字喺新约别的词典出处嘅情况嘅时候咧，我留意到啊，圣所常常都代表教会。
So grasp carefully what is the house for which the Lord Jesus' zeal is burning.
所以我哋要讲得清楚咯，耶稣所关心咗个火里边焚烧嗰个殿啊，就系咩嘢咧
？It is not his physical body and the raising of his physical body.
佢所关心嘅唔系佢自己呢个身体可以自己可以复活咁样。
It is the temple of God where God dwells。
而系神所住嗰个殿。
And when we study the scripture, we find that that always refers to the church。
而当我哋研经嘅时候咧，我哋发现到呢个殿啊就系教会啦。
You find that in 1 Corinthians 3:16, for example。
例如林前三章十六节就揾到啲咁嘅圣经啦。
Or 1 Corinthians 6:19, for example。
或者林前六章十九节。
Or 2 Corinthians 6:16。
或者林后六章十六节
，and so on and so forth. These are the exactly the same Greek word as is used here for temple.
呢啲地方就系同一个希腊文被用嘅出处啦。
And in each place it refers to the church, you and I, as the temple of God.
而每个地方咧，圣所都系解释系教会嘅。
This is where God dwells.
呢个就系神所居住嘅地方。
The New Testament tells us that either God dwells here in you and in His people.Or he doesn't dwell anywhere at all. We are the temple.
新約聖經教導我哋啊，我哋就係神嘅聖所。如果神唔係住喺佢人民中間嘅話咧，佢其他地方佢都唔會住噶啦。
Now there are many such points.
如此類推咁樣嘅證據咧有好多。
I see our time is going fast.
我見到時間已經覺得好快啦。
And I must quickly wind up what we have been saying.
我就去好快咧，需要作個總結啦。
Now not only the word temple is applied to the church, the word body, the body of Christ.Is applied to the church, and I think you're very familiar with this too.
唔单止呢个殿呢个字喺圣经里边代表教会，连身体呢个字都代表教会嘅。
First Corinthians 12:27, where Paul says, "You are the body of Christ."
例如林前第十二章廿七节话咧，你们就是基督的身体。
Now it is a very important thing to understand that the apostle Paul bases his teaching and derives his teaching. from his master and Lord, the Lord Jesus himself.
我哋必须要明白一点就系咧，保罗嘅教训咧系基于耶稣嘅教训嘅。
It is a common fallacy in modern theology to think that the Apostle Paul more or less invented his own theology and the terms that he used.
一个好流行、好普遍嘅神学上面嘅错误就系、保罗使徒咧系自己创作佢呢套嘅神学出嚟嘅。
This is simply not true.
呢个系唔真嘅。
The more I study the scriptures, I see that the Apostle Paul derived his teaching and all its essential elements from the Lord Jesus' own teaching.
我越研究圣经就越发现到啊，所有保罗嘅重要教训咧，都系由耶稣教训里边吸取出嚟嘅。
But exactly where did he get this term body of Christ as a reference to the church?
但系保罗呢个关于基督身体嘅道理啊，由耶稣教训里边边度嚟去吸取嘅咧？
I am quite certain he got it right from here.
我好肯定咧，佢系由呢度攞出嚟嘅。
In John chapter 2 and verse 21,
就系约翰福音第二章嘅第二十一节啦。
Because he was far better exegete than any of us.
因为保罗比起我哋嚟讲咧，系一个更加好嘅解经家。
And he certainly didn't make the kind of mistakes that most Christian preachers are making today.
佢唔会好似我哋咁样犯一啲咁样嘅解经嘅错误。
He clearly saw, as among the points that I have already mentioned, that nowhere in Scripture does the Lord Jesus raise himself up from the dead.
保罗清楚明白到啊，圣经从冇讲过话咧，耶稣用佢自己力量为自己复活。
But what he raised up was the church.
但耶稣要复活过来的呢就是教会。
Through the power of the resurrection, he raised us up to a new life.
他用这个复活的力量呢将我们复活过来得到新的生命。
By the Holy Spirit.
就是透过圣灵的力量。
Who is also called the Spirit of Christ.
圣灵呢也都叫做基督的灵。
Now this is the important thing to understand.
这点又相当重要。
And because Paul understood this perfectly, that's where he derived the teaching of the church as the body of Christ.
就因为保罗清楚明白这点的缘故，他由这个圣经地方去写出这个基督身体的道理。
But there is something even more significant.
但有另一点比这点还更加重要。
I have often wondered where Paul got his teaching about the church and Christians being a new creation.
很多时候我都在想啊，当保罗描写基督徒话系一个新创造嘅时候，呢段道理又从耶稣嘅教训边度出嚟嘅咧
？Because it doesn't seem that the Lord Jesus ever used such terminology.
因为耶稣从来冇用呢个新创造嘅词句噶。
But being the marvelous exegete that Paul was, he got it from the Lord's teaching as I begin to see.
嗱，身为一个咁突出嘅解经员咧，保罗咧都系从呢个地方攞到呢个教训嘅。
To do this, we have to take several exegetical steps.
嗱，达到呢个结论嘅话咧，我哋需要行三个步骤左右。
First of all, we notice here it says, I will raise it up in 3 days.
首先我们看到就说呢，他说三日之内我会 再建立起来。
Now, if we compare this with Mark chapter 14,
如果我们将这一句圣经和马可福音第十四章来比较的话，
we have a very interesting result.
我们有一个很有趣的结果。
What do we read in Mark chapter 14?
在马可福音第十四章我们读到什么呢？
And verse 58.
第五十八节。
This is what I refer to as the passage which was used against the Lord Jesus in his trial.
依句圣经咧就刚才我所讲啊，人用嚟去控告耶稣嘅说话啦。
I'll ask Pastor Joe to read it for us.
马可福音第十四章十五十八节，我们听见他说，我要拆毁这人手所造的殿，三日来就另造一座不是人手所造的。
Very interesting.
好有趣啊。
There is something more said, which is certain that the people who accuse him did not invent these words because they are from Scripture.
呢句说话当中有啲嘅字句咧，好明显唔系控诉耶稣嘅人自己作出嚟嘅。
In 3 days, I will raise up another temple not made with hands.
呢度话咧，三日内就会另外做一座唔系人手所做嘅殿啊。
This is almost certainly a genuine quotation. This last part is a quotation of what the Lord actually said.
这个后面那段很明显是直接是引述耶稣所讲的说话来的。
Because the accusers have no point inventing the second part, that this new building is not made with hands.
因为控诉他的人没需要自己加几个字上去，说不是人手所做的。
Now we are sitting in this building, and this building certainly was made with hands.
现在我们坐在这个家里，这个地方就是人手做的了。
But the building the Lord would raise up is not made with hands.
但主会建立起来那个殿就不是人做的。
What does that mean?
是什么意思呢？
The next exegetical step is to compare it with a passage in Hebrews.
另外一个解经的步骤呢，就将这段圣经将希伯来书来做比较。
And what we see there in Hebrews is also very striking.
希伯来书的地方呢，也都是相当的令人诧异的。
Hebrews chapter 9 verse 11.
希伯来书第九章的第十一节。
Where indeed it speaks about a building not made with hands.
第十一节也都谈及到一个人手不是人手所做的一个 一样嘢。
And I ask Pastor Joe to read it for us.
希伯来书第九章第十一节咁样读。但现在基督已经来到，作了将来美事的大祭司，经过那更大、更全备嘅帐幕，不是人手所造，也不是属乎这世界的。
Now a building not made with hands means that it is a spiritual building, not of this world, not of this creation. It's a new creation.
一个人唔系人手所造嘅殿咧，就表示到呢个殿一个系唔系属于呢个物质界嘅，系属灵嘅，系一个新创造。
It says here not of this creation. It means that it has to be of a new creation.
假如话呢个咁嘅帐篷唔系属于呢个创造嘅话咧，明显佢属于另外一个创造啦。
That's exactly the term that Paul uses. A new creation, not made with hands.
但系新创造啊，就正正系保罗所用个词句啦，唔系人手所做嘅新创造。
Now we know where Paul got that terminology from in 2 Corinthians 5:16 and 17. You.If you are in Christ, are a new creation. You are the temple of God, not made with hands, not belonging to this creation, but to a new one.
现在我们就明白，在林后第五章十六十七节里面，保罗所讲的，你们就是一个新创造，不是用人手所做的，是什么意思呢？正因为我们不是属于这个的创造的缘故，我们是属于另外一个创造的。
Let's try to sum up all that we've been talking about.
我们现在需要归纳一下我们所看到的几样东
西。The important things that the Lord wants us to learn.
就是神想我们要学习一些重要的事情。
What can we conclude?
我们可以作出什么结论呢？
We begin to see what it was in John chapter 2 that was eating up the Lord Jesus.
我们开始看到，在约翰福音第二章所描写，在耶稣的心里面焦急而焚烧佢嘅系啲咩事情
？He looked at the temple with all these people coming in and out, selling goats and pigeons and what have you.
佢见到人来人往呢啲咁嘅圣殿喺度买卖嘅时候
，and his heart within him was burning with intense grief.
而佢心里边咧就有一把咁样嘅痛心咧而喺度焚烧。
This building was going to be destroyed. He prophesied that in Mark chapter 13 and Luke 21 and so on.
他曾经在马可福音第十三章、路加福音第十七章预言过，这个圣殿将会被拆毁的。
But even before this building would be destroyed, that temple on the Mount of Zion, on the Temple Mount, a new building would be raised up.
但是在这个这样的圣殿被别人拆毁之前，他知道有另外一个新的殿会被建立起来。
And this new building would be the new creation of God.
而这个新的建筑物就是神的新创造了。
Brought into existence by his own resurrection.
是怎样诞生的呢？是透过他自己的复活。
Through his death and resurrection, the new temple would come into being.
透过他自己的复活，这个新的创造能够诞生。
This would be the body of Christ on earth.
这个将会是地上边嘅基督嘅身体。
That when people look at us, they can see Jesus.
当人见到我哋嘅时候咧，佢哋就会见到耶稣啦。
That they would manifest the glory of Christ. That was his vision.
我哋能够彰显佢嘅荣耀，这个就系佢嘅意象。
What a glorious vision this is!
这个系一个几咁荣美嘅意象咧。
I wonder if this burns within your heart.
我唔知道呢个咁嘅异象喺你心里边会唔会焚烧咧
？I wonder whether this is what will speak to your heart.
我喺度谂紧呢类咁嘅信息会唔会向你嘅心讲话咧
？Let us finally consider the characteristics of this new creation.
我哋最后咧，让我哋一齐去考虑下呢个新创造嘅特征系点样
？It is linked inseparably with his resurrection, as I have noted.
这个新创造同佢嘅复活系分割唔开嘅。
All through the New Testament, the church comes into being with the resurrection.
喺新约圣经里面啊，圣教会嘅诞生常常都同佢嘅复活系有关系嘅。
It is for this reason that many people, especially our charismatic friends, are surprised to find that Pentecost is never spoken of in the New Testament in relation to the establishing of the church.
为了这个缘故五旬节的兄弟姊妹另一派兄弟姊妹就会惊奇为什么圣经里面谈到教会的诞生呢不会提到五旬节反而提到耶稣的复活
Look through the teaching of scripture and you will see this clearly In Romans chapter 6 for example Every person first becomes a member of the body of Christ when? At his baptism when he dies and rises again with Jesus
例如罗马书第六章话，一个人几时做基督徒咧？就当佢透过浸礼向罪而死，而同基督一齐复活嘅时候咧，佢就成为基督徒啦。
Let me put it another way.
换句话讲啊
If the power of the resurrection of Christ does not work in you, you are no part of the body of Christ.
如果耶稣复活嗰个生命唔喺你嘅喺你嘅生命里边运作嘅话咧，你喺个新创造里边系冇份嘅。
How do you know whether the power of the resurrection is at work in you?
你点样知道呢个复活嘅大能喺你生命里边系运作紧咧？
Paul makes this so clear that it is beyond understanding how anyone can miss the point in Romans 6.
保罗在罗马书第六章解释是这么清楚，看不明白的都奇怪了。
In dying with Jesus, we died to sin. We died to the old way of life.
当我们跟耶稣一起死的时候，我们是向罪，向我们的旧的生命而死的。
When you become a Christian, the power of the resurrection through the Holy Spirit becomes active in your life.
当你做一个基督徒的时候，透过浸礼，神的复活的大能应该在你的生命里面运作的。
What does that mean in practical terms?
好实际来讲，这句话是什么意思？
It means in practical terms that the power of sin and of death is broken in your life.
具体来讲，即是说这个罪和旧生命的力量在你里面已经被粉碎了。
Exactly as the Lord Jesus said in John chapter 8 and verse 36, when the Son will make you free, when He will make you free,You will be free indeed.
正如《福音》第八章第三十六节话咧，如果人子要释放你嘅话咧，你就真正会得到自由。
What is the power that breaks the power of the resurrection?
呢个能够令人得到自由嘅复活嘅能力系咩能力咧
？It is the power of the resurrection applied into your life by the Holy Spirit.
呢个就系圣灵用呢个复活嘅能力灌注喺你生命嘅能力啦。
That is the power of the resurrection which you can experience here and now.
这个就是今时今日你可以自己体验到的复活的能力。
I cannot preach these things with any degree of conviction unless I have experienced them to be true.
除非我自己经历过这些是真的话，我跟你们讲这番话是没把握的。
That is why John says in 1 John chapter 5, faith is the victory. Victory over what? Over sin, of course. Over the world and the sin that governs this world.
或者这个缘故，约翰一书第五章说，信心就是战胜世界的东西了。
If you say you believe in Jesus and live in defeat,
如果你说你信耶稣，但你生活是一败涂地的话，
you don't know what faith is.
你都不懂什么叫信心。
Faith is the victory.
信心就是得胜了。
Victory over every power of sin.
就是可以跨胜任何罪的力量的那个信心。
Do you know this kind of life?
你懂唔懂呢类咁样嘅生活啊
？If you are not living victoriously, you don't know what the Christian life is about as far as the Bible is concerned.
如果你嘅生活唔系得胜嘅生活嘅话咧，你都唔懂圣经所讲嘅基督徒生活系咩嘢。
This thing burns in my heart.
呢样咁嘅信息喺我心里边烧着烧紧啊
！Because as I look around in the church today, in the churches today, what do I see?
因为当我放眼教会嘅时候啊，我见到啲咩嘢咧
？I see Christians living in sin.
因为我见到活喺罪中嘅基督徒啊。
They are beaten every day. Every single day they are beaten.
他们每一天每一天都是打败仗的。
Beaten by pride.
被骄傲得胜。
Selfishness.
被自私夸胜。
Greed.
贪心又胜到他们。
Not to mention slander.
不要说这些毁谤人的习惯。
Talking other people down.
破坏人的名誉。
Lack of harmony with one another.
彼此之间没有这个和谐。
Tension between one another.
之间里面有这么紧张。
Between husband and wife.
夫妇之间
，parents and children，
父子之间
，friend and friend，
朋友之间
，do you have the joy in your life？
你嘅生命里边有冇快乐
？do you have satisfaction in your life？
你觉唔觉得你生活好满足
？is it wrong to talk about satisfaction in the Christian life？
唔通基督徒真会讲满足系错嘅事嚟咩
？what did the Lord Jesus say？
耶稣讲嗰啲咩说话
？if any man drink of the water that I shall give him，
佢话如果任何人饮我所赐给佢嘅水啊
，he shall never thirst again，
佢永远不渴。
That is, he will be totally satisfied.
即是话佢会完完全全嘅满足嘅。
Do you live with a sense of satisfaction that in Christ you have found all you want?
你嘅生活里边有冇满足咧？你能唔能够话咧？喺基督里边，我找到我所想嘅一切。
What the world cannot give you, which certainly cannot give you, you have found in Jesus.
而世界唔能够俾你嘅嘢咧，你耶稣里边已经揾到啦。
When you go to work after these holidays,
当你放完年假翻工嘅时候
，When you go to school after these holidays,
你放完假翻学嘅时候。
Do people say to you, there is some richness about your life, there is some kind of power about your life, I wonder what it is that I long for but I don't have.
人家会不会对你说话，在你这个人里面呢，有一些丰富，有一些饱满的地方，我不知道是什么，我又没有，我很想得到的。
Does your life have that effect upon the people you meet?
你的生命对你周围的人有没有这类这样的感染力呢？
Or is there a conclusion that you are no different from any non-Christian? You're just the same as the rest of us.
还是他们所作的结论就是说你和我有什么分别呢？一样而已。
What's the use of talking about the Bible? What's the use of coming to this church or any new building?
读圣经和来教会，来这个教会有什么用？
Unless you can live with the truth of these words, the power of the resurrection life.
除非你经验到这些话里面的真实，就是这个复活的大能。
So I want to say to you each one.
所以我想同在座每一位这样讲话。
And to the leaders of this church.
特别向这个教会的领导者讲话。
I want to ask this question.
我想同大家发出这个问题。
Does zeal for God's house burn within you?
为了神的家的火热，有没有在你里面燃烧着呢？
Now we have something to burn about.
现在我有些东西可以为它而烧。
When the Lord Jesus said these words, his body had not yet come into being through the power of the resurrection.
当耶稣讲这番说话的时候，这个身体还未能够诞生。
But now the body of Christ lives. It has been raised.
但是现在基督的身体是活着的，已经被复活过来了。
And any of you who have been baptized,
而当中任何一个已经经过浸礼的人
who have died with Christ and been raised with him,
是曾经同基督同死同复活的。
If you are not living in the power of this resurrection,
如果你不是用着这个复活的力量生活的话，
I ask you, what kind of a Christian are you?
我问下你了， 你是一类什么类的基督徒啊？
That kind of a Christian is a disgrace to the Lord.
因为这类基督徒呢是羞辱神的名字。
And I want to tell you this, if the Lord Jesus met with you, he would drive you out of the temple in the same way as he drove these people out.
我告诉你，如果耶稣今天见到你的话，他会由你的门口赶出去，好像当天他赶那些买卖的人一样。
But I can tell you this,When the power of Jesus' life, His resurrection life, works in you,
我可以告诉你听就系，但如果耶稣个复活嘅力量喺你生命里边系运作紧嘅时候
，Not only will you live in the power of the resurrection,
唔单止你能够经验到呢个复活嘅大能
，Not only will you experience every day the victory over sin,
唔单止你可以每天都经验到跨胜个罪恶嘅力量
More than that,
仲有多啲嘢添啊
！You are freed from the self in such a way that you become concerned.For the others.
你是这么从这个自我释放出来的时候呢，你一条心就关怀别人。
So that you are burning that new life should be seen in them.
所以这个被焚烧的这个新生命呢，周围的人应该看见的。
We talk about what we know.
我们所讲的是我们所认识的东西。
If you have not been raised by the resurrection of power of the Lord Jesus now, spiritually in your daily experience,
如果直到今天为止，你仲未试过被耶稣喺属灵个层面用佢复活嘅大能将你复活过嚟嘅话
，On what do you base your assurance of a future salvation？
你将你嘅将来得救个确据啊，建基喺啲咩地方呢
？I met somebody from another church recently。
最近我遇见一个别一个教会嘅人
，He was talking about assurance。
我哋喺度倾紧呢个得救嘅确据呢个问题。
I asked him, "What is your assurance based? Tell me what is your assurance based on?"
我就问佢啦，你得救个确据建基喺咩地方啊？
He couldn't come up with anything like a meaningful answer.
他所能够答出来的东西都不是很合理的。
You're always talking about assurance, having assurance in Christ. On what is your assurance based?
你经常这么喜欢说得救的确据，我问你了，这个确据建基在什么地方呢？
He gave me some vague answer about it's based on the Bible. Based on the Bible? The Bible tells us that people who do not live in the center of His will go to perdition. They will perish.
圣经所讲，佢话咧，圣经就系俾我确据啦。圣经讲咩？俾啲咩确据咧？我知道嘅圣经就系话，一个唔活喺一个嘅神嘅能力当中嘅人咧，佢嘅结局啊，就系灭亡。
I am filled with assurance。
我系俾一个确据充满晒我嘅生命。
Not because I'm anything better than anyone else。
唔系我比别人好、啊。
But because by the grace of God。
而因为神嘅恩典嘅缘故啊。
He has granted to me this.Power of a new life, the resurrection life.
而佢俾咗一个新嘅生命嘅力量，就系一个复活嘅力量。
Making of me a new creation,
将我变成一个新嘅创造。
Do you think Paul just used words like new creation for the fun of it, so that it sounds nice?
唔通你认为当保罗用呢新创造呢字贪得意咩
？Or is this newness of life something we can experience?
还是呢个新生命啊，系一啲你同我能够经验嘅嘢嚟嘅咧
？And when you experience the marvelous power of Sin of God enabling us to live over the power of sin.
而当你经验到呢个从神而嚟嘅可以向罪跨胜嘅力量啊
，you are experiencing a power from God.
呢个力量就系从神而嚟噶啦。
For the simple reason that nobody can live victoriously over sin except by God's power.
原因很简单，因为冇人能够有力量去向罪跨胜嘅。
Paul tried living a good life and failed.
保罗曾经尝试过啦，佢想做一个好人，佢做唔到。
He tried living by the will of God, but he tells us in Romans 7 he couldn't do it.
喺罗马书第七章，保罗话咧，佢尝试佢遵行神嘅旨意，佢做唔到啊。
So if you can live victoriously, you are experiencing God's power.
所以如果你能够跨胜罪恶嘅话咧，你就经验到神。
We are talking about life. We are not talking about doctrines. We are not talking about Christianity. We are talking about life, life from God.
我哋所讲嘅系生命，唔系理论。
That is what you must experience.
呢个就你必须要经验到。
And if you experience it, then let God's fire burn in you, and not rest until the whole church lives in the power of the resurrection.
如果你能够经验到呢点咧，你就可以得到神嘅火。我哋唔会罢休，直至到呢个教堂每一个人都得到呢个火。
When I was in Canada recently, and with this I must close.
最近去加拿大。
I read about, actually it was on the news, a girl who looked very, very strange.
我就读到关于一个女仔的事迹，这个女仔的事迹呢，在新闻里面也有报道过的。
Why did she look strange?
为什么她的样子很怪呢？
Because she had plastic surgery done all over her face and a large part of her body.
因为佢嘅面部咧曾经接受过手术嘅。
I think you know that if somebody has been in a terrible accident and had surgery done to their face, you would know that they look quite strange. They have to take skin from another part of the body and patch it onto the face.
正如一啲喺意外里边毁咗容嘅人，需要接受嘅整容手术嘅时候咧，佢需要从身体部分攞啲肌肉嘅皮肤咧嚟去补个面嘅皮肤嘅。
What happened to her?
发生咗咩事咧
？Well, she fought for.Democracy, for freedom, for human rights in Argentina.
佢曾经一段时间喺阿根廷咧，为到人权去争取。
And one day she was in a protest march.
有一次咧，佢就喺嗰个大游行里边有份参加。
That's the kind of thing you don't do in South America if you value your life.
就如果你系关心你嘅生命嘅话咧，依类咁嘅事啊，喺南美洲就千祈唔好惹。
Well, the police got hold of her.
因为个警察捉住佢。
And they poured kerosene all over her.
跟住咧就向佢嘅身上面咧倒呢啲嘅火水
，set her on fire，
点着佢。
She was really set on fire。
佢真系俾人点着咗啦。
Talking about being on fire, she really was。
讲话点着喎，佢真系被点着啦。
Literally，
真系被点着嘅。
The result of that was that 80% of her body was burnt with fire。
结果就系佢身体嘅80%咧系被火烧咗。
Now any of you who know have a little bit of basic medical knowledge will know。
大家有啲基本嘅医学常识嘅咧就会清楚啦。
That when 80% of your body is burned, your chance of survival is very, very poor.
当你身体80%被曾经烧嘅话咧，你生存机会系好微嘅。
Well, thanks to advanced techniques, she was rushed off to Canada.
多得呢啲咁嘅先进嘅科技咧，佢就立刻被人送咗医院。
Through the concern and sacrificial giving of her friends.
透过佢好多嘅朋友嘅慷慨嘅解囊啦。
And there they used the latest techniques to try to save her life.
上到加拿大之后咧，就用啲最先进嘅科技咧嚟去尝试挽救佢生命。
And through many months of fighting for her life, she survived.
经过好多个月嘅挣扎之后咧，佢终于就冇死到。
But her face was burned, her body was burned.
当然就佢嘅面又烧咗啦，佢身体又烧咗咁样。
All because of what? He was consumed for zeal, with zeal for her.People and for her country.
点解佢要搞成咁咧？无非就系佢为咗国家同埋人权呢咁嘅火热嘅心。
But as though all that was not yet enough.
但好似呢啲咁样都唔够咁样。
The reason she was on the news was this.
点解呢个事情去到登到报纸咧
？That having recovered mostly from the surgery and from the burns.
当佢约莫都系康复过嚟之后咧
，She was returning to Argentina.
佢决心重新翻去阿根廷。
To continue the battle,
去继续打呢场咁样嘅仗
，for human rights,
为到人权而打仗
，and she was prepared to die this time.
今次咧，佢连死都唔怕噶啦。
When I look at people like this,
当我见到啲咁嘅人嘅时候
，who burn within and also externally, she was burned too.
即系内心里边又焚烧，外边又俾人烧埋呢类咁嘅人嘅时候
，for the sake of something called human rights,
就为咗啲咁样叫做人权嘅事情。
She is prepared to lay down her life, indeed to be burned to death again.
佢已经谂定咧，连命都唔要噶啦。
Does it not put us Christians to shame?
呢类咁嘅人唔会令到我哋基督徒惭愧咩？
Do we think that she is too extreme, too radical, too intense?
還是我們認為這些這樣的人太過極端、太過急進呢？
Or is it that we are so lukewarm that intensity of this kind frightens us?
還是我們是太過不冷不熱的緣故，見到這些這樣的人的火熱，我們都有點怕上來。
But that is how the Lord Jesus burned.
但耶稣的生命就是这样一个焚烧的生命。
For something much greater than human rights.
但他为那个事情呢，是比人权更加伟大的。
Not just political freedom, important as that is too.
虽然政治的自由是很重要，但他不是单单这样。
But for the freedom from sin, which makes slaves of all mankind.
但耶稣所谓的争取的呢，就是人得到从最终得到释放。
So I ask that God will ignite this fire among us all.
我盼望神会在我们心中呢，能够燃点这把这样的火。
I ask Pastor Joe to close us in prayer for us.
我们一起来祷告结束。